Welcome along. It is PJ and James After Show Show. I tell you, it's been a very busy day. You're lucky to be getting an After Show Show. We're under massive pressure.
Ah, it's too busy. I don't like this shit coming into work and being expected to do things. I mean, what next?
Especially that amount of things.
Oh, we need a union. This is fucking ridiculous.
I mean, we're literally just after finishing recording a brand new jingle.
Yeah.
For the hit bit for the show.
Yeah, for the hit. Yeah, so there you go. Because that's back tomorrow, which is going to be, extremely adventurous altogether. Guessing the thing. Because the last game we had, which was guessing a different thing, was totally different. So we're going to guess another thing.
Yeah.
It's got to be the way
this
it is.
This is not related in any way to the previous guessing of a thing.
In fairness, it is the only way to go when it comes to the radio competitions. Yeah, like, we've tried visual stuff. It's never really worked for us before.
Why is that?
I don't know.
For some reason, we've shown pictures on the radio before and nobody seems to get it.
People don't want they're Egypt. They're like, who are you supposed to see that? Well, maybe if you fucking came in. But no! Has to be accessible to everybody on the air.
You want it brought directly to your radio while you're in your car.
But I'm in my car on the other side of the country. Ah, go shite yourself. You're supposed to do everything for you. Unbelievable is what it is.
Oh, that would be, that's what I want. I want a radio competition like that.
Yeah, I know.
So, who is the face I'm looking at here?
You play Guess Who. We should do Guess Who. Actually, you could do that.
Well, you get away with that,
I have a moustache? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I Adolf Hitler? No, we don't deal with fascists. Be great, yeah. But there's a way of playing Guess Who, actually, isn't there?
Could definitely do that.
That'd be a bit of crack, yeah.
Get people.
Except
on.
It would always be. It's. I mean, it's only the three of us here, so it's either you, me, or Mike every time.
Yeah, yeah. That's a bit of a letdown.
Kind of knocks the crack.
Does knock the crack out. Anyway, listen. So we decided we do the after show show because PJ is in a great hurry to get out into the sunshine because he does love the sunshine. I've never known a man so obsessed with being warm.
I'm really pissed off. I didn't wear shorts today. I really am. Yeah. I didn't realise it was going to be that sort of.
No, can I just point out? This man, PJ Gallagher, is obsessed with being warm, but is adamant he will not put heating on in a room if it fucking kills him.
No, it's natural heat. It's the same as natural light. Fake light is bad for you.
Inexpensive heat.
Fake light.
That's provided free from the sun is the stuff he
likes. Nature's heat. No, bollocks to this turning on the heat. That's shit. Burning the natural resource. Nothing to do with me being scaldy. I just don't want to. That heat's bad for your skin. That fake heat.
Yeah.
And it's bad for the environment.
Yeah.
And it's bad for
Because, let's face it, the solar rays and all that, they're
great for you.
They're all very good.
They're great for you. Yeah.
It's not like they'd burn you around if you spent too long in them.
No, everybody knows that the secret to a good long life is a big red neck. Everybody knows that that's how you do it. Those Australians have an arse by his block, sun block and everything. What?
Yeah.
Half wits. It's no wonder we live longer here. And the way you can see our hearts actually through our clothes.
Yeah.
We're so pale.
Yeah.
I honestly, paying for heat is fucking ridiculous. Isn't it? Especially when you own a jacket.
Yeah, when you can put it, yeah.
You know
so
what I mean?
You'd feel free, or you'd feel happy sitting in your jacket. Watching the telly.
Yeah, you get under the duvet and all. Put on the jacket, get under the duvet, sit there watching
the
telly.
Or go to bed and watch it.
No, you maniac. The duvet is a portable device.
I take the
duvet
down.
Downstairs and all. Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't turn on heat. No. It's an awful waste of money. It's an awful waste of money. You know what I mean? Especially when you literally are feet away from garments.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as bad weather. It's
I think we have said it before,
clothing.
Though, that you do conjure up a vision of a man in his own home who looks homeless.
Well, that's grand.
Conjure up that vision of you sitting there with a hat on and your duvet wrapped around you and your jacket on and everything.
Yeah.
Watching the telly in your own home.
How do I look homeless if I'm at home? Can I just ask you that question?
It's a fair point.
I look like I'm outdoors, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Fair
on
point.
On the street. But I know what you're saying.
The wealthiest homeless person ever.
Yeah.
Where you have your own flat screen TV at the end of your feet. That'd be amazing.
I know, but thankfully the TV doesn't need heating. Like, these devices work perfectly well. Like, I'm literally the only thing in the house that needs to be warm. Right? Everything else is grand.
Do your dogs ever not turn around and go, oh, fuck, hey,
they
PJ.
Literally have jackets on all the time.
Yeah, you're right, actually. They're constantly looking to be cool.
And in fairness, they're free to get under the duvet or, you know, if they want. I welcome that. Welcome that completely. I just think, you know what I mean? People place a lot of... people are weird about shit.
Yeah.
People like you are weird about shit. Yeah. You're weird, right?
Yeah.
You're the type of person that would think there's a toy.
By the way, this doesn't come as news to me, people. This is not the first time that PJ Gallagher has called me weird.
Yeah.
Right.
He thinks there's like... breakfast food, do you know what I mean? Like, there's food, right? You know, you can eat food whenever you want. You're an adult. So there's no such thing as breakfast food.
Excuse me, I've been known to have a ham and cheese sandwich for me breakfast.
Well, Grant, but you probably felt weird about it.
No, I felt all continental and all.
Which is weird. That's weird.
I felt all European.
Feeling continental in Wicklow was weird. Right?
Yeah.
I'd eat a coconut for dinner and I'd have, I don't know, I'd have sausage and eggs for me lunch and I'd have a steak for me breakfast. I mean, and I wouldn't feel weird.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You could have a chicken curry for your breakfast and you could have a bowl of cereal for your dinner.
Exactly, yeah.
There's nothing to say you can't do it.
No, and I wouldn't feel weird about it. I wouldn't feel continental about it. I'd feel normal about it. And then there's people that think you can't wear certain garments when you're indoors. Like hats, scarves and jackets. I do. It saves me a fucking fortune.
Hats, scarves and jackets?
Yeah, so I wear them indoors. Yeah. Yes, sometimes I wear gloves when I'm cooking me dinner. Yeah. Grand.
What happened to your scarf there? It looks a bit singed at the end. Oh yeah, no, I was doing the ironing and it got stuck
under
the iron.
I caught in the oven when I was doing the turkey.
That's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I got a caught in the oven.
I'd love that. Yeah. If people, I mean, on the rare chance, and I think we've established on this show over the years that there's a very rare chance that people would be like calling around to your place for dinner or whatever.
Oh, Jesus.
Because
you
wouldn't let them in.
No, I
mean, I'm sure they would love to spend time with you, and I'm sure they'd love to have you as a dinner party guest.
Well,
but
no
you'd
idea.
Rather stick pins in the top of your cock. Basically,
to be honest with you, yeah. To be honest with you.
But
just stick the pins through the letterbox and go home.
But on the rare chance they came around, I would love to see that everybody sitting down going, are you a bit. Are you a bit chilly? Are you a bit cold? Say nothing, say nothing. Don't be rude. And then PJ comes out wearing a full hat and scarf and a full fucking North Face jacket and all.
Yeah, and I'd be there going,
there you go, get stuck into
that. And you know what I'd say? Are you not freezing? Sitting there without coats on.
Yeah.
It's minus two. You're never going to get through your dinner. You have to be fucking froggy. I'll get your coats. Where did you put them? Did you leave them in the car, you maniacs? How did you get to the door? That's what I'd be saying, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be like, I can't believe this.
Handing them coats on the way in.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Yeah, I'll have a series of jackets that you hand out to people, yeah. House coats.
This is our 0 degree jacket.
Yeah, I'm the only person that Canada Goose has to make our house coat.
Brilliant.
To save a few quid.
And yet, behind it all, you love heat. You love
I
getting
love,
out in.
Yeah, I love
it. Because I mean, you'd
yeah.
actually. We've because had this conversation
it,
yeah. before.
I suppose I love it because I don't have to wear a jacket in the house.
But you'd also. You'd say that you would rather have it like lashing rain. But
yeah,
warm.
Definitely.
As opposed to, you know, that Jesus, sort of crisp, fresh, gloriously bright morning that's chilly.
Why does anyone like that? Your day is a lying bastard. That's all that is. Oh, look at a lovely day. You walk out. It's not lovely. It's free. It's shit.
But what about, at least does a bright day not lift your mood or anything?
Yeah, it does until you're in the fucking thing and you're absolutely free and you're Baltic and you meet some jackass Elwyn walking around. Beautiful, isn't it? No, it isn't beautiful. You've got an icicle hanging off your runny nose. Your nose will be running except it's now frozen snot on your lip.
Oh, Jesus.
Go shave. No, it's not nice. It's horrible. It's horrible. Whereas if you wake up, you look out, it's rain.
Yeah,
wind,
but it's always
and
dark.
You go, oh, shy. And you go, oh, Jesus, it's not cold. Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, but you still have to wear a fucking rain jacket.
Well, I was wearing that anyway, wasn't I?
Because you were freezing.
I was in bed.
Because you were freezing inside.
Yeah, I was wearing it in bed anyway. So what difference does it make?
I was wearing it in bed.
Yeah, so I get to take it off and get sit in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. It's different. It's much better. It's
so,
a much better situation.
Because you can handle the cold, but you don't want damp.
No.
Like, you don't want a situation where you have to moor your bed in case it floats away in the night.
Where's the bed? Oh, man, that's after floating down the road again. Someone left the door open.
Yeah, I wouldn't say my house is damp, but I'll tell you something, these two seals came up to me.
I'll tell you something, putting on the dry suit, I have to wear a life jacket going down to the kitchen. Yeah, it's not the best there.
Fucking hell.
Oh yeah, I'm getting this reputation of being a real scaldy pants, you know.
No, thrifty.
Yeah.
No, not thrifty. What's the word I'm looking for?
Scabby.
No.
Stingy.
I was trying to think, you know those people
Scrooge,
on the telly?
Scrooge, miser.
You know those people on the telly who are ingenious with kind of, like a Trini and, not fucking Trini and Susanna, what did they do? Fashion or something?
Fashion, I
like
think,
like the Kim and Kylie. I don't, what's the
Kim
other one's name?
Kim and Kylie?
What's the other one's name?
Who are you thinking of?
The Scrubbies, the Scrubbers.
The Scrubbers? You know them Scrubbers off the telly, what are they called?
I
don't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Is it? I don't know.
Aggie. Kim and Aggie.
Oh, Kim and Aggie, right.
Did they go in and decay people's houses now?
Yeah, how are they?
No, but I'm just saying, because instead of using stuff that you buy in a supermarket, they use, you know, sugar and salt and stuff that you find in your house.
Yeah,
and all
I'm
that.
More of an Eddie Hobbs, I think, you know.
There you go. Financial guru, Eddie Hobbs. That's not a bad one.
Yeah, I'm like an Eddie Hobbs. I'm like a poor Eddie Hobbs. That's what I'm like.
Right.
Now, Eddie Hobbs would be thinking, how do you buy more houses? I'd be there, how do you stay warm inside the one house? Without spending money.
Very good point.
How do you get through confirmations without only giving €2 to children? You know, these are the things that go through my head. How do you avoid, you know,
how do you avoid those collectors on the street?
Yeah, how do you avoid chuggers? You know, whatever my normal way
is. That what they're known as? Chuggers?
Chuggers, yeah. Charity muggers, yeah. Did you ever hear that before?
Oh, no.
Yeah, chuggers, yeah. Charity muggers. My way is sort of looking at them, at their bucket, and then sort of seeing what the bucket they're collecting for is, and then trying to guilt them into not asking me what it is before I get there. So if it's, you know, so if it's for people who have a wooden leg, I'll limp up to them and see if they'll ask me.
Brilliant.
Or if it's for the blind, I'll suddenly start walking behind the dog and putting on my sunglasses. If it's for the deaf, I'll just pretend I can't hear them. You know? If they're collecting for people who have no heating in the house, well, you know, then I'll just leave them a hat.
you actually walk up to them on the basis that they might take some money out of their bucket and give it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they're collecting for the blind and you walk up behind the dog with your sunglasses on, you're hoping they'll go, actually, I have something here for you. A few quid, there you go.
I'm the only person that chuggers ever walked up to and says, listen, I've no change, but if you give me your bank details, I'll do a direct debit. I'll give you €5 a month.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's brilliant.
That's just trying to guilt him out of it by doing whatever it is. Although I can't really do that anymore. There's definitely some political incorrectness behind
it. Do you get
that
thing? I think, Ricky Gervais episode of Extras or something, where when he sort of made it, when he had his success with the sitcom,
because
he was recognisable then, when it came to giving to charity,
yeah,
he felt he was being judged all the time by the amount he gave.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Do you get that?
Ah, bitch, yeah. I'll never forget, like, when at the start.
Oh, yeah, money. Oh, naked camera. You wouldn't even give us
a... Help the homeless. Ah, Jesus, Jake. And I was like, wait a minute.
Jake?
How homeless is he that he saw me fucking program last night? I always be like, how's he? All right, Grant, and you can't say it. You can't go, if you're homeless, how was it you have... He said he had me DVD. What are you playing it on? Like, you know, if you have the DVD, how are you? I don't know. Unless you got made homeless in the last 2 hours. Or maybe you're just out pretending you're homeless and your fella doesn't want to turn the heat on. I understand that. But tell me that and I'll give you a few quid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but there is a bit of that.
There's an expectation because everybody assumes that fame equals fortune.
Yeah, and it doesn't at all.
No,
yeah.
It doesn't.
I know, Jesus,
I mean, ask, you know, Jack the Ripper. He was famous. I don't think he had much.
I don't know. There's rumours he was a royal. There's all kinds of rumours about him. Fame doesn't, not in Ireland. Like in America, fame probably does equal fortune. If you know somebody very well, they probably have done they've had some bonanza time in their life where they made a few quid.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
In England, it's probably something like that as well. In Ireland, it's not like that at all. Like literally in Ireland, you get invited to award shows in the States and they give you bags with the keys of a fucking Ferrari in it.
Yeah.
Like, I think the gift bags were 250,000 was the price
the
average
Oscars
gift
one.
Bag
yeah,
in the
yeah.
Oscars. 250,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done things here where, like, literally there's a bottle of water and a leap card. Yeah, and a leap card with a fiver on it.
You thought you were going out for a round of golf. They gave you a bottle of water, a Mars bar and an apple.
It's
going into the IFTAs.
I got a leap card once with a fiver on it. It's 260 from Dunleary into town. They left me 40 cents short.
For your bus fare home.
Or 20 cents short for my bus fare fucking home.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so you start thinking, right, this is, it's a different thing.
It's a different world.
Because you're not really famous in Ireland unless you're Colin Farrell or Bono.
Yeah.
After that, you're just
Gayborn, maybe.
And Gayborn. Other than that, you're just the agent off the telly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why when you're walking down, you've done loads of RTE shows and all, and you'll be walking through Dunleary, you know, you meet famous heads from Dunleary, from RTE, and they're all, you know, they're on hundreds of thousands. And they're like, how are you doing? You're doing very well, aren't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you wear a jacket in the house, do you, you fucking bastard? I bet you don't. I bet you get more than €2 to your nephews, you scaldy kick.
Next time you encounter Patrick and he says to you, wow, PJ, you're doing very well.
Yeah. Although, in fairness, I'm probably the only person that he could go, hi, PJ, I hear you're a scabby bastard. And I'd be like, in fairness, Pat, you're onto something there.
How the other half lives. I tell you, there's a show in that. I think I'm going to promote a show.
Next on the show, Scabby Bastard, PJ Gallagher's going to show us how to save money by not eating himself. And he's wearing a balaclava outside.
You've got to make that program. Check your DIY challenge.
Yeah,
that's the next one. The great fucking the great heat scandal.
Brilliant.
Heat swindle.
So next guest is coming in from the cold, quite literally. wearing a balaclava and a Canada Goose jacket. Welcome, Scabby Pants himself, Earl Scroogey McGallagher, you dirty old bastard. How are you, Pat? I hear you're on a few quid, are you? Calling me a bastard.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't have a few quid for a new hat, would you? Right, come on.
Right, I'm out of here, right.
Back off, that's enough work done for one day.
I've got to go rob some L ones and children for the rest of the day.